do in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, letter number 1684, and this is in the volume 6 in the letters, and this is Gimel Tammuz dated Toshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn, and the Rebbe addresses it with great titles to Naftali Sheikh Yaakoyin Shalom Uvracha. So the Rebbe said, I received your letter in a timely way on Sunday in the portion of Bahaloscha. May Hashem give that, blessed Hashem, that in the future you should be able to notify good news in all matters, and certainly you will let me know from the situation of Mr. Without doesn't say the name, from time to time how he's doing. As far as connection with the Festival of Redemption of Yud Beis and Yud Gimel Tammuz that is approaching, there is a special booklet and a listing, and I am also attaching it. And the Rebbe says, for sure, Your Honor will use it, these items that I'm sending you, not only for yourself, but also to illuminate your surroundings with the light of Torah and the luminary of Torah, which is the teaching of Hasidus, its ways and its conduct. So now the Rebbe says like this, don't be surprised, one should not be surprised, how we're demanding from each one of us the service in the two extremes. On one hand, we need to influence other people on very simple, basic stuff, very simple stuff. As, for example, keeping Shabbos, eating kosher, intermarriage, etc. And likewise, also at the same time, about such great matters as spreading the teaching of Hasidus. Because, so that shouldn't be a surprise, because in our times, we are talking about the heels of the heels of Mashiach. The heels is the lower, the time before Mashiach is called the Ikvus of the Mashiach, the heels of Mashiach. We're talking about the heels of Mashiach. So it's known, the example that is brought down in the Hasidic teaching, that some of the ways of healing takes place that when you need to heal the head, then you let blood in the foot. So in other words, you're healing the head through doing bloodletting in the leg. So what is the example is understood that sometimes the way to accomplish in the highest of levels is by accomplishing in the smallest of levels. If you're doing the very simple things, and that helps with also in the both extremes. And the Rebbe says especially, you actually see in nowadays that there has become a big excitement even amongst the youth. And a part of them were totally distant till now from Yiddishkeit. They are searching, they're looking for some truth because they were disappointed in the other ideologies that you spoke, that were spoken of them till now. So the Rebbe says, therefore, you should utilize this opportunity, this excitement or this arousal, that this searching, that this is going to accomplish two things. First of all, Sur Merad, they're going to keep away from their bad ways, excitement. And then in the positive, you'll channel their excitement into positive things. And the Rebbe brings a saying of the sages of blessed memory in the Talmud on page Kuf Nun Vav Amud Aleph. So the Gemara there talks about different constellations. If you're born in them, you would you'd have a certain nature. So the Gemara says over there, if you will be one who is in the Maidim, Jupiter, I think it's translated as Maidim, if you're in that constellation, well, that is going to be a person that is going to bleed blood, will have blood on his hand. He will pour blood. So Rabashi says, well, yes, he could be poor blood, but there's a choice here. He might be a bloodletter, a doctor. He might be a thief. I mean, maybe kill him, but he might be a butcher. He might be a shochet. Or it could be a mohel. So, in other words, yes, if you were born in that, you're predisposed to letting blood, but you still got a choice what kind of a bloodletting you're going to do. So the Rebbe says, when you help somebody to sort of connect to the crafts of being a mohel, so then you save him, not only that you made a mohel, but you are saving him from the other direction, because otherwise he'd be a thief or something, and he'd kill people with that blood. So the similar, the Rebbe says, in our situation, when you are going to utilize the excitement of these youth to trying to bring them into Yiddishkeit, so you're going to do them a double favor. You'll keep them away from the bad, and you'll also give them the opportunity to do positive.